Today on The Travel Guys.
And the travel news, there's a new cheap way to fly overseas. Norwegian Air has arrived.
We are taking it to the street today. Well, actually, we aren't. Tom is. In our special look at ride-sharing services Uber and Lyft, Tom is being sent out to try both and report back live to us throughout the program.
Wish me luck.
Yeah. Does your mother know that you're going? Yes.
I don't know. We invite you, if you used one of these or have used one of the ride-sharing services, give us a call and share your story, 916-921-1530 or 800-834-1530.
Or maybe you're just a taxi driver who'd like to weigh in on things. At 3:30, Gwen Duncan has some great summer deals in Las Vegas, and Ed Perkins is on hand at 3:45 to tell you how to get a refund of your value-added tax from overseas.
Here to make you a smarter traveler and ready to venture out onto the world of ride-sharing services, we are the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on the roof, 60.
Let's go on with the show.
Oh, welcome to the Travel Guys. I'm sorry, there I cut you. You didn't look like you were going to say anything.
No, go right ahead. I'm trying to open my Lyft and log in here so that I can order my ride.
Okay. Yeah, it's we're sending Tom. We decided that the way to find out how these ride sharing services worked was just to get out there and try them. So what are you, you're trying to, okay, well.
Here you go. You take it.
Enter your phone number.
I don't
okay.
want to give everybody on the radio your
right,
cell phone
I
number.
Right, I see. All right,
now,
yeah.
Now, the program today is designed to make you a smarter travel in the area of, well, what convenience, I guess. You know, when we travel, we often have other forms of transportation, whether it be a taxi or maybe you're renting a car. But a lot of times you're in places where you're not renting a car, and we've relied on the taxi business for years and years. But now there is this alternative, Uber and Lyft. A lot of controversy. However, folks that have used it have been very pleased with what they've experienced. One of the issues is, are they properly insured? Are they following by all the rules? As Mark mentioned last week, there was a taxi strike in Washington, D.C., which we discussed at that time. But today we're going to try to experience both Lyft and Uber for ourselves and let you kind of follow along and see what you think. Okay, this is not a commercial. This is an independent study, if you will.
Yep.
We're also going to have a special guest on at about 3:15 or so that's involved with a bill that is in front of the legislature right now that is sponsored by the insurance industry to get Lyft and Uber to step up and have the same kind of insurance coverage that taxi businesses have as well. So we'll talk to a gal about that.
Now,
have you ordered
I have ordered your car here.
Okay.
Your Lyft car is on its way. It says Steve.
Yeah, Steve is coming.
He said he's about 5 miles away. He'll be here in 6 minutes. So,
all right. Yeah,
so you're going to head downstairs.
Well, this is going to be great. It looks like he's driving a Jeep, blue one. I have a red one in the parking lot.
Well, there you go. So you're going to go downstairs.
I guess I shouldn't tell him that.
You're going to connect with Steve.
Okay.
And you're going to head out on your ride, and we're going to you'll check in with us along the way, unless, of course, you're kidnapped and left for dead by the side of the road, in which case that will be part of the story also.
Okay, we're going to have him take me a short distance to the McDonald's over here at Howe and Arden Way. Can I bring you back some fries?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Just and I'm more of an In-N-Out guy. So and then you're going to come back using Uber later on in the program.
We're going to give that a try. In
All
the
right.
meantime, here's Mark Hoffman as I head out. With the travel news.
With the travel news. Tom Romano heading out into the wilderness without even one of those things around his neck with his home phone number written on it or something like that. All right. TSA fees, we mentioned this last week, are about to raise your ticket prices. Bye, Tom! about to raise your ticket prices. It's going into effect later this month. It's a TSA increase in the security fees. It's going to go up to $5.60 per one-way flight. It used to be $2.50. It's kind of a complicated formula, so you'll want to go online to TSA.com. But the bottom line is that if you are thinking about buying an airline ticket and you buy it before the 20th of July, it will cost you a few dollars less than if you buy it after the 20th of July because the security fees are going up. We mentioned in the tease at the headlines at the top of the program that there is a new way to get from between the United States and Europe. You can now fly over the pond on the Norwegian Air Shuttle. The first flights operated this past week. The first one between Los Angeles and London took off on Wednesday. There also are flights between Kennedy Airport in New York and London, and Fort Lauderdale in London also started last week. The LA flights will operate twice a week. Introductory fares start at about $270. Of course, that doesn't include baggage or refreshments or any of those things that you might sometimes be accustomed to on some of the airline flights that you've taken. But nonetheless, if you're willing to go cheap, it's kind of the Ryanair service comes to the United States. It is something that established airlines have worked very hard to keep out of the market. But Norwegian Air has their approval, and the Norwegian Air Shuttle is now taking people from Los Angeles to London. So check it out. The U.S. Transportation Department has made it a little bit easier for folks who fly with their pets. If you're flying with a pet and there is an injury or the pet is lost or dies en route, you can now get information easier under a new rule finalized by the U.S. Department of Transportation on Wednesday. It goes into effect January the 1st. It means that if anything happens to your animal out there now, there has to be you have to be told, there has to be a record exactly of what happened. I guess that's some measure of protection. Folks with the pets, leave them at home, please, especially if you're going on the airplane. Newark Airport, if you this is of no use to you, this little tidbit of news, unless you are using the Newark Airport sometime in the next couple of months, but the AirTrain service has reopened there after a couple months out of service, which makes Newark immensely easier to use to get into Manhattan if you are flying back to the East Coast. And that is your travel news for today. We have sent Tom Romano out into the field here on the Travel Guys. I can't see him from the from my perch here in the KFBK studios. But Tom is downstairs now. He is waiting for his Lyft driver to pick him up. We're going to try a couple of ride-sharing services today. Tom is going to take Lyft a ways from the studio here and then try to take Uber back. And we're going to find out how that all works and perhaps talk to some of the drivers. And we invite you to call if you have shared one of the ride-sharing services and that you have a comment, good, bad, or otherwise, 921-1530. Or 800-834-1530 if you'd like to join in the conversation. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to someone who's going to talk to us a little bit about the legalities of getting into someone else's car. Are you insured? Are you protected? We're going to talk about that when our special Travel Guys edition of Ride Sharing Services comes back. I'm Mark Hoffman. Tom Romano is wandering the streets of Sacramento. We are the Travel Guys. Welcome back to the Travel Guys. The band just took a little quick little break there. I'm Mark Hoffman. Tom Romano, who is the other travel guy, joins us on the telephone. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Mark. I am in my Lyft automobile with Steve. Picked me up in his nice, shiny, blue 2003 Jeep Liberty. Feel almost at home here.
Now
we're on our way to our destination. I probably was only outside waiting maybe all of 2 minutes from the time I left the studio, take the elevator down, come out, and Steve was Johnny on the spot to pick me up.
Well,
once we stop over here in just a moment at the McDonald's, Steve has agreed to chat with you a little bit, Mark, about why he got into doing what he's doing, and basically he's got a mission. In fact, of the money that he makes as a Lyft driver, there's more than just income to feed he and his wife. So I think you might find that fascinating. But so far, my Lyft experience is pretty exciting. Here again, the Jeep is wearing a big, giant pink mustache and one on the dashboard. And in fact, I don't know, Mark. Do you know why the pink mustache with that was? Where that originated?
No, I do not. I absolutely do not. It is the signature. We'll ask Steve there when he gets done hauling.
Let's do that.
Hauling you across town here a little bit, Thomas. Just for folks who are just tuning into the Travel Guys here, what we're doing is the sharing economy is all the rage, and ride sharing is one of the parts of that sharing economy that's been a lot in the news lately. Two of the companies, Uber and Lyft, that are operating here in Sacramento. So today we decided to put Tom out on the streets. He is using one ride service to go away from the studio and one we hope to come back. And so that's where he is right now, out on the streets of Sacramento. Well, not out on the streets, actually. He's in a nice vehicle being transported without the need
nice
of a taxi
cool,
cab.
You know, Mark, one of the things we were goofing with this yesterday, getting our app set up on our phone. One of the things that we discovered, I think the people will find fascinating, or should I say more importantly, important, is that each service handles ordering up a ride a little differently. Yesterday, when we were setting up to do Lyft, I accidentally ordered a ride unintentionally. And since we had signed up with Mark's phone number and Mark's account, three different automobiles went to his location at Sports Leisure Vacation to try to pick him up. So I don't know, Mark, what would you advise that you not do?
Well, I'm not sure.
Go ahead, Steve Park, so that Mark can chat with you.
I'm not sure.
Like.
I'm not sure what we did, Tom, to be able to know what we shouldn't do in the future. But the great experiment continues. We have a guest holding for us on the line. So Nicole, just if you'll hold on the line for a couple of more moments here, we're going to take a minute and talk with Steve, who is Tom's Lyft driver. Now, Thomas, remember you're going to have to order another car to get back. So I'll let you take care of that.
As soon as you're done with Steve, and I'll send him on his way, and you pay for it, we'll go ahead and order our next ride. So here's Steve.
All right. Steve, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, you probably didn't know when you came to pick up Tom today that you were about to be on a radio program, but thank you very much for agreeing to be part of our little experiment here. How long have you been a Lyft driver?
A little over 4 months now.
Okay, and Tom said that you have a specific purpose for a specific reason for why you're doing this little experiment.
Well, actually, my wife and I are sponsoring a medical mission to the Philippines in February of 2015, and I saw this Lyft opportunity as a way to make some funds.
And so, how is this a part-time thing for you, Steve?
Oh, yeah, I'm retired, so.
Okay, so you're retired, and give me an idea of how much a week you're doing this currently.
Maybe 30 hours a week.
30 hours a week. So you're pretty into it right now because you're trying to make, you're making money for a charitable cause. Is it something that, if you had to do it as a full-time job, is it something that would pay?
Yeah, it pays pretty good, but more importantly to me, it's fun. I really enjoy the people I meet.
So it's and Lyft is a service where folks are encouraged to get in the front seat and encouraged to do the little fist bump thing and stuff like
yeah.
that.
They get in the front seat. We carry on conversation. We got water here for the passengers. Got snacks for them to munch on, and we kind of make this like an experience where a friend's stopping by to give you a ride.
Steve, most interesting person that you've picked up in the 4 months that you've been a Lyft driver?
Well, last night I picked up two playmates.
Two?
they were pretty fun.
And you got them where they were going?
I did. Safe and sound and unharmed.
All right. Steve, thanks for giving us a couple minutes of your time, buddy. And thanks for getting Tom where he was going. Leave him someplace safe there so we can get him back, would you please?
Okay, will do.
All right, thank you very much. That's Steve, who is the Lyft driver who has taken our travel guy Tom Romano across town. All right, let's shift gears here. We're all talking about things this is all fun and exciting and everything like that. But there is some risk involved here. And Nicole Mart is joining us on the line now. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hi, I'm very good. Nicole is, and Nicole, I had your title here right in front of me just a moment ago. Spit it out for me, would you please?
I'm Senior Director of Public Affairs in the Western Region for the Association of California Insurance Companies.
There you go. And the reason that you and I are talking today is...
Well, there's a bill moving through the legislature that insurers and consumer groups are supporting that will make sure that, you know, this new innovation and the transportation network companies, it makes sure that they have the appropriate insurance and the right insurance for what they're doing. Because this is actually, while Steve's having fun, it is actually commercial driving. And we need to make sure that from the time they turn the app on and make themselves available to give rides until the app is turned off, that the TNCs provide drivers like Steve the right insurance.
And so what we're trying to do, you're not really trying to shut this business down or put these people out of business here. You're just trying to make sure that the public is protected.
Exactly. No, we're not trying to shut anything down or do anything like that. We support innovation and we support this business model. We just want to make sure that it's responsible innovation and that the public is adequately protected and that pedestrians, drivers, passengers, and the public in general is protected while these folks are driving around picking people up when the three cars are coming to your office when you accidentally call them.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. Nicole, there have been incidents already, as naturally there would be. I mean, accidents are a part of life in general, so there's no reason that this group of people would be exempt. Someone got hit in San Francisco, a pedestrian, so we've had already some issues where it's like who's insured and who's protected. And so this idea is mostly to protect the passenger, or mostly to protect the driver, or to protect both.
Well, the bill, AB 2293, by Assemblywoman Bonilla, would protect everybody, but it would particularly the drivers, because right now the drivers, a lot of times they think that their personal auto policy is going to provide coverage, but it's not going to. Personal auto policies have a livery exclusion, so commercial driving is excluded. So when they're using their personal car to work for a TNC, that's going to get excluded. And so if a driver accidentally, between the time the app is turned on and they're matched with the driver, there's kind of an insurance gap. And if they got in a bad accident that costs a lot of money, Uber and Lyft, and they have some level of coverage, but it's kind of lower. And so the drivers could be at risk of losing their personal assets if they got sued. And you were talking about an unfortunate case on New Year's Eve when Sophia Liu, a little six-year-old, was killed. Her whole family got hit in a crosswalk, and her mom and her brother and she unfortunately passed away. And that driver didn't have a passenger in his car. He had the app open, was looking at the app and looking down, and he just accidentally hit this family. And there's 24 million cars that are insured in California. And so accidents happen every day, every hour. And that's why we want to make sure that this bill passes and becomes law and provides the appropriate and the right insurance so everyone is protected.
Nicole Mart is our guest today on The Travel Guys. Our program is dedicated to the sharing economy social experiment of ride sharing. Tom Romano is out on the streets. He's already taken a Lyft ride across town. He's about to get an Uber ride. He has just texted me, and first he's going to get a Coke and some fries, he said first, and then head back. Nicole is joining us to talk about how important it is, and we've talked about this, Nicole, on this program several times already, about, you know, getting into a car. How do you know that the driver is protected? And the companies can tell you, well, we screen the drivers and things like that, but unless somebody is showing you an insurance form or something when you're getting in the car, so it does require some measure of public protection. What, Nicole, do you say to the taxi drivers who are concerned about how this is really cutting into their livelihood, or is that's really not part of your bailiwick?
Well, our bill does not deal with that. The taxis, they're concerned because the taxis are actually required to have commercial insurance 24/7. Our bill is a little different. It just requires the TNCs to provide insurance between the time the app is turned on until the app is turned off. So the drivers can use their personal policy the rest of the time. They don't have to have it all the time. And the taxis, you know, this is giving them a challenge to their business model. And like anything, you know, they're going to have to try to adapt and adjust and compete for business. And I'm sure they'll find a way to do that because, you know, there's 24 million cars on the road. People need rides in lots of different places. A lot of the TNCs are just going to be in urban areas. They're not in they're not everywhere yet. So, but
you're using the moniker TNC.
Yes, to get techie on you, the Public Utilities Commission did some regulations, and they defined transportation network companies, and that's what Uber and Lyft are, and ride.
So when you hear TNC, that's transportation
network
companies. Yeah. Okay, all right. And Nicole, if folks are interested in the ride sharing services, want to see them thrive and survive, what do they do? What's the call to action here?
I think, you know, they should just tell their state legislator to support AB 2293, because what it will do is it will just make sure that there's appropriate and adequate insurance in place, and then everyone can get in the car and be confident and know that they're safe, and that the pedestrians and the public and the driver and everyone are safe. So support AB 2293, and we've gotten through the almost through the Senate. We got to go through the appropriations and then the Senate floor and a quick vote in the House, and they get to the governor. But it's a good bill, and then it will give everyone the confidence that they know that there's plenty of insurance in place when they get in that car.
Sounds like with a little protection, the social share, the ride sharing experiment, part of the social sharing economy, can continue. Thank you, Nicole, for being a guest on the Travel Guys today. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Nicole Mart with us to talk a little bit about the insurance needs for some of the ride-sharing services and a bill that is floating through the California legislature. There are similar bills in legislatures in different states across the country. If you hear those little chimes in the background, that would be Mr. Romano communicating with me here. Let's see here. Let me just pull up his latest text here. It says his Uber ride is on the way, and he should be back here at the station, I'm guessing, here before too long. We'll get another update from Tom as he motors around town in the second half of the program after the news. Also coming up in the second half of the hour, Gwen Duncan is here to talk about some great summer deals in Las Vegas. It's hotter than Hades down there right now, but the deals are just equally as hot. And Ed Perkins is around at 3:45 to talk a little bit about value-added tax. If you're traveling overseas or you've been an overseas traveler, this is something that you really need to know about, because in some cases you can get these taxes refunded. Value-added tax. If you're traveling overseas this summer or any time in the foreseeable future, you'll want to hang around and hear what Ed Perkins has to say at 3:45. I'm Mark Hoffman. Tom Romano is out of the studio right now. We are the Travel Guys. You're listening to the Travel Guys radio program on KFBK. Welcome back to the second half of the Travel Guys, live and direct here from the KFBK studios overlooking Cal Expo, or almost what was left of Cal Expo. Quite a fire there on the 4th of July, canceled the soccer game, all that kind of jazz. All right, today on the Travel Guys, we are kind of doing a little experiment. We decided that we wanted to talk a little bit about the ever-increasingly popular ride-sharing services, and that the best way to do that was to experience them ourselves. So we sent half of the Travel Guys, Tom Romano, out onto the streets of Sacramento. He has already finished a trip with Lyft, and now he's awaiting Uber to pick him up. Hey, Tom, are you there?
I am, and Uber picked me up just a minute or two ago, right after I almost got some fries and a soda, and I'm on my way back. I'm with JR, picked me up in his very, very nice little blue Honda Civic vehicle that I wish I had, and we're on our way back towards the station, and he's agreed to at least answer a couple of questions with you when we arrive, but you know, the thing I liked about the Uber app was it literally showed where he was as he was coming to get me. First of all, he called and just double-checked on my location. And then, you know, based on where I was, which would be the best way for him to enter the parking lot so that he could exit and get me on my way in the quickest fashion. And we'll make right here. I'm just giving him some instructions, and then like I say, he called ahead of time, and then I could see on the little map on the Uber app his actual physical location, so that I could pretty much tell where he was going to be coming from. And so as he made a turn onto Alta Arden, it was real easy to spot and see where he was. And sure enough, there he was in his little blue Civic, and pulled right up and jumped inside a nice air-conditioned car, go into the left lane here, and then we'll make a left at the next corner. And then we're going to be at the radio station parking lot. You know, I mean, the convenience here is really nice. Both rides, I got to sit in the front seat. And as the guy from Lyft told you, he had snacks and stuff. So, you got snacks and water for me?
Yeah, he's got water right here.
Hey,
no
Tom,
Bud Light, but that's what he's going to do.
Thomas, I'm going to bring Louis into the conversation here. Louis Aquino is our technical man, the man who makes it all happen here on the Travel Guys, sitting in the glass room next door to me. Louis, you've used Lyft, you've used ride sharing services before.
Yeah, that's right.
And so with success. Have you used them a lot? Use them all the time?
I use them all the time, a couple times a week. I live downtown here in Sacramento, so it's, finish up my meal, order my Lyft, pay my tab, get in the car and go home.
Car's there and ready to go. Yep. But quicker than taxi cabs, you find?
Yeah, I've actually have called cabs before and had them not show up, or maybe somebody else jumped in my cab or something. I've never had that with Lyft.
That's not going to happen because you
picture
know
picture of you.
They know who they're looking for.
Exactly.
Have you had any? So you've never had a car not show up. Have you had any bad? Have you had any rides or drivers that you would have rated poorly? Anybody that you wouldn't have ridden with again?
No, not at all. And in fact, the way the rating system works is if you they prioritize the drivers you've rated well. So you have to be kind of careful not to give your drivers a bad rating because it might end up making you have a longer wait time. So unless they really were that bad, it's not worth the longer
so
wait time.
So it is kind of like TripAdvisor or Yelp or something like that. People are constantly being evaluated on the services that they provide, and if they're not up to snuff, why, it's going to show up fairly quickly.
Yes, and the vice versa. If you're a bad passenger.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Maybe you got picked up from a bar and
yeah, you
lost
didn't
your lunch in their,
yeah, that's
in their car or something.
Okay, so Luis, what about tipping? What about tipping? Just like, do you tip like you normally would a taxi cab driver? Or?
Yep, it's all done at the end of the lift at the with your phone. You have an option to rate them, give them a comment, and give them a tip.
There's no cash exchanges hands in the situation. Tom, that's the same way with Uber, right?
Hello there.
Hey, Thomas. It's the same way with Uber, right? It's no cash. It's all done by credit card.
Yes, it is. But just talking, JR, as you guys were conversing here, and JR says that they're not allowed to take tips.
Oh, okay. So,
so even if I wanted to give you something, you couldn't take it? Yeah. Okay, I insist they could take it, so I might have to insist.
I see.
Unlike Uber, Lyft, they actually you can put the tip right on the charge. JR, you want to visit with Mark for just a second? Okay, all right. Here's JR. You can have a couple questions for him, right?
Hey,
hello, JR. This is Mark.
Hey, JR. Nice to meet you, sir.
Hello.
The technology. Hi, JR. The technology of telephones and radio. Hey, welcome to the Travel Guys, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you for returning Mr. Romano back here to the station safely. I won't mention his long arrest record and the outstanding warrants, but just kidding, JR. Just kidding.
Yeah.
How long have you been an Uber driver?
Just a couple months.
Okay. And have you driven professionally? Did you drive a taxi or a limousine or any other kind of professional?
No, I have not.
Is this something you just do part time?
Yeah, I just do it like twice a week on my days off.
Uh-huh. And
especially on busy hours like Friday and Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
So what does somebody make? What do you make on a Friday or a Saturday night? $50? $100? I mean, is it?
It depends. There's some sometimes there's really busy. I make like 150 to 200 in 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Then sometimes 200, more than 200.
Now, have you ever? Let me ask you, JR. Have you ever had any riders in? We were talking to Luis here earlier about riding in the cars, and he said no, he never had any bad drivers. Have you ever had any passengers that you would rather not have as a passenger a second time?
Not so far. So far, so good. But I have crazy riders. Like they're fighting each other, and somebody threw up in my car seat. You know. That's the worst thing.
And so in a situation like that, I mean, do you have the right to if you get someplace and you decide, can you turn somebody down? I mean, if you decide you get there and you decide, hey, you know, you're too drunk, dude. I really don't want to. Really don't want you in my vehicle.
No, that's not happening yet.
No, hasn't happened yet.
Haven't yet.
All right, JR. Thank you, sir. Thanks for getting Tom back to us. Good luck to you. You can hand the phone back to Mr. Romano. All right. The social network, the sharing economy experiment continues. So, Luis, you've never had any bad experiences with the ride sharing?
Nope, never. I think the longest I've ever waited, and it's a person coming from the downtown area to here, has been like 5-10 minutes.
Wow.
Like 7 minutes at the most.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, Tom, why don't you? Are you back here at the studios now?
Yes, I am.
All
I'm
right.
Well, up in just a minute. I'm going to say goodbye to JR and force a tip on him.
Why don't you do that? And we're going to talk to Ed. We're going to take a break here for a couple of minutes, and then we're going to come back and talk to Ed Perkins, and then we'll come back and get Tom's reaction to his experiences with the ride sharing program here today. We are the Travel Guys, doing something just a little bit different here today. The ride sharing services have become immensely popular, and a lot of folks are thinking, I can tell by conversations that I hear in airports, in restaurants, in hotels, that a lot of folks are around this and they're thinking about doing it and they're wondering how safe it is and stuff. So what we're trying to do here today is kind of give you some firsthand experience, talk a little bit about some of the things that are being done legislatively to make sure that people who get into these cars are safe, and introducing you to the ride-sharing part of this new sharing economy that we're all getting used to. We're going to talk to Ed Perkins about how to make you a smarter traveler when you head overseas when we come back. I'm Mark Hoffman. We are the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations on KFBK.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world.
Or at least a couple of them. Mr. Romano will join us back in the studio in a few moments. And in the meantime, we've got a lot of business to take care of here in the last 15 minutes of the Travel Guys. So hang on. Here we go. Gwen Duncan is joining us on the phone first. Gwen is from Cordially Yours Travel up in the hills. Hi, Gwen.
Hi, I'm so sorry I'm late calling in.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. We're having a lot of fun here. We're running Tom around town on different ride-sharing services today. Gwen, you recently made it down to Las Vegas, and you had a couple of really, really good deals that down there. It's hot in Las Vegas, 108, 110 degrees just about every day. But, you know, in the summertime, people didn't used to go to Las Vegas. They do go now. Tell us what they could find if they go down to Las Vegas during the month of July.
Oh, I tell you, there's so much going on. You know, we have to go down about twice a year to see all the changes. Right now, in the month of July, they've got some really good hotel deals, some on the Fremont Experience, which is off strip. And then and those include a hotel and an activity, whether it is a free meal. They do have a thing for NASCAR for March of 2015 that's going to sell out. So if anybody's interested in going to the NASCAR activity in Las Vegas, do contact me as soon as possible. And then off strip at the LVH, they've got rooms as cheap as $25.95, and that includes a show, and that's a rock show. It's a historic rock. It's called Raid the Rock Vault. And the dates, the prices are different on different days, and so you'll have to let me know if you're interested. And then there's got the Tropicana has Mamma Mia. I did go to see that. It's the second time I've seen it in Las Vegas. It had moved to the Tropicana from one of the other venues, and it's excellent. And they do have some room rates, 2-night minimum, and you include tickets to the show. But besides that, there's other things. They've got the new high roller, and that's like the pod or the what we call the London Eye, where you can fit 40 people in a pod, and it's like a Ferris wheel that's so high you can see all of Las Vegas, and it's wonderful.
Now, Gwen, did you go on that when you were down there?
Yes, I certainly did. I tell you, it was great.
And what did they hit you for that? What was the cost of riding on the giant Ferris wheel?
Good question. They ask $34.95 are the summer rates, and you can find coupons if you look really hard for 2-for-1s. But it's gonna hit you about $34.95. I've got a hint for that.
Okay.
If someone's walking along the links, this is a new area. It's LINQ, and that's an area that's between the Flamingo and the new Quad, which is the new hotel there. It's a very upscale little alley, and you walk down that to get to the high roller. And when you do that, there's a long line at the very beginning. And if you go another 50 feet further, there's a completely different line, and no one's ever in that line, and you can get on faster. So that's one hint.
All right, Gwen Duncan from Cordially Yours Travel. You can connect with Gwen by going to travelguysradio.com, or you can go to cytravel.com and catch up with Gwen and find out about some of those great deals in Las Vegas this summer. Rooms as low as $25 a night, plus there are all kinds of new attractions in Las Vegas to keep you busy in town, inside, outside, between the Mob Museum, the new NASCAR thing. Of course, Ed's got the Dig This attraction where you can take a big piece of heavy equipment and dig things up. And speaking of Ed, shifting gears here, our next guest on the Travel Guys is Ed Perkins, one of our favorite consumer reporters from up in Ashland, Oregon. Good Sunday afternoon to you, Ed.
Well, good afternoon to you.
Thank you for your patience, my friend here. Things a little backed out today. We sent Tom out of the studio to try Lyft and Uber, and he's motoring around town on ride-sharing services today.
Sounds fascinating.
Well, we thought, you know, if you can sit here and talk about it, or you can actually get out and do it. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to make folks a smarter traveler domestically. I noticed that you're trying to make folks a smarter traveler internationally. Ed, one of your recent articles for Smarter Travel talked about value-added taxes, and I know that. You know, gosh, I've been taking people overseas for 35 years, and I'm not sure that I completely understand value-added taxes. Can you explain what they are and in the next 3 minutes help folks understand how they can recoup some of those funds and when that might be possible?
Sure. The value-added tax, and people, by the way, have proposed it for this country off and on, is the equivalent of a national sales tax. And I don't want to get into the specifics of why it isn't exactly a sales tax, or we'd use up all of your next three shows. But just look at it as a national sales tax. And in most European countries, it ranges anywhere from a little under 10% maybe up to close to 20%, but mostly in the 15 to 18% range. And that applies to almost all goods and services that you buy overseas in Europe, but except that some countries do not add them to food items and medical items, and they don't add them to air travel or any other form of travel.
And in most cases, countries that have this do not have an additional sales tax?
They may have a very tiny, not a national sales tax. Some of the individual cities have a very small sales tax, but it's usually less, about something like a dollar a day or something like that.
So you're buying something in the country, you go and you're in a clothing store or you're in an art gallery, and let's pretend you decide to buy a painting and it's $400, and there's a value-added tax.
That's right, and maybe $100 of that, or maybe $80 of that $400 is value-added tax. Now, because you are buying a product and schlepping it home, that counts as an export from that country. So exports are exempt from value-added tax as a means of encouraging exports. So what you do is you buy something from a store, a retail merchant, that says it participates in the VAT refund program, and they'll have a sticker on their door or something that says that. You go in and you buy it, and then when you leave the country or leave Europe, because it's a customs union, when you leave the EC, you get the paperwork that you get stamped. Once you've passed through the security and customs and immigration and you're in the air side of your departure airport, then you can get the paperwork stamped that, yes, you have really taken this thing out of the country, and you can get a refund. Now, the mechanics of it vary from program to program, but that's basically the way it works.
Now, Ed, can you get these refunds yourself, or do you need someone else to help you get them? You have to go through an agent, or how does that work?
There are two outfits that help you do this, that basically process the paperwork for, as you can imagine, a slight fee. In a few cases, you can do it yourself. The most cooperative merchants, when you buy something with a credit card, say, will have you sign two credit card slips, one for the pre-tax price and one for the tax. And if you then get your paperwork stamped and send it back to the merchant that proves you have taken the product out of the EC, the merchant tears up that tax credit card slip and charges you only for the pre-tax price. But most people use one of the tax-free services to take care of the paperwork and the mechanics for them. And it's very easy. The stores that participate have all the paperwork you need.
Ed, you wrote a terrific article, 10 Things You Need to Know About Getting a VAT, a Value-Added Tax Refund. I'm completely out of time today, but we have posted this on our Travel Guys Radio website. So if you are headed overseas and you're thinking, wow, I'm not sure about this value-added tax, just go to our website and click on that and read real quickly here. Ed has really spelled it out, probably as well as I've ever seen it laid out, Ed, of how what these taxes are, explaining them, and how to get them back. And in some cases, it'll be worth your while. In some cases, it won't be. But it's an article, if you're traveling, especially to Europe, that's well worth reading. Thank you for a few minutes of your time, my friend.
Always good talking to you.
Stay cool up in Ashland, Ed. We'll talk to you soon. All right, Ed Perkins with us on the Travel Guys. We have another quick short break here, and then we're going to come back. Tom Romano has walked back into the studio. He has finished his ride-sharing experiment.
I am back.
Seems to be none the worse for wear.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to him when we come back. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. All right, welcome back to the final 3 minutes here of the Travel Guys. We've had a quick moving program this afternoon, at least from Tom's point of view. I got a couple of housekeeping things here quickly, Tom. The lucky Sports Leisure Traveler of the Week is Judith Hickey. Judith, if you're listening and call Sports Leisure Vacations Monday or Tuesday, your $50 travel card you have just won will double to $100. Judith Hickey is the Sports Leisure Traveler of the Week. A reminder that podcasts from all the Travel Guys shows can be found at TravelGuysRadio.com, along with every week, a lot of really interesting stuff, stuff that comes by that doesn't make the newscast or doesn't get onto the air in other ways, shapes, or forms. Why, you can go to TravelGuysRadio.com and see that. Next week, you can win your own seat on the Magic Bus to go with us on August the 2nd, or you can call Sports Leisure Vacations next week if you wish and find out about buying your way onto the trip. It'll be $125 if you're not lucky enough to win. 361-2051 or 361-TOUR will get you to Sports Leisure Vacations. Mr. Romano.
Yes, I am back. I've been lifted and I've been Ubered. All in the same day.
All in the same hour.
You know, it was great. I really enjoyed it. I would have to say, you know, I've done taxis. And number one, I think they're cleaner, nicer.
Wait, taxis are cleaner or
cars
are cleaner?
Uber, the Uber and Lyft, cleaner, nicer, friendlier. Here again, I sat in the front seat. I've never sat in the front seat with a taxi cab driver, and I, some cases, I probably would choose not to. But, I think this is a great alternative form of transportation.
Now, you didn't have any problems getting picked up. I mean, literally, we ordered your car at about 5 minutes after 3, and
we're in Sacramento. It's a Sunday, and the demand on these guys isn't quite probably what it would be if you were in a major city,
right?
Say New York or Washington.
It was Friday afternoon.
Yeah. So I think this is the. May not be a true measure. And, JR indicated that somebody had thrown up in his car. And you know what? I could have never told. I mean, I've had that happen, and it can take a year to get rid of that smell. Whatever.
So you give them both passing grades.
I do. I do. Absolutely.
Did you, were you a little uncomfortable getting in a car with a pink mustache on the front? Or
no, the only thing that really concerned me, and it was one of the things that you talked about while I was out with our guest, and that is making sure that they were properly insured so that if something bad happened that, my medical bills would be covered.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you look fine. I mean, you thank you for helping out with this little social experiment. We will talk a little bit more about ride-sharing services next week on the Travel Guys. Actually, we're going to invite you to share a ride with us and go down and be a part of the first ever Travel Guys trip. We're going to go down and see Magic. We're going to go on a ride on the Magic Bus. You can win your opportunity to join us on the Magic Bus. Join us next Sunday at 3 o'clock for details.
And thank you for paying for my rides, Mark. All right, this is Tom. See you next.